Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever. And welcome to the new year.
Yes.
This is our first episode.
Yes, 2024, baby.
Ooh.
We're here. I feel like we've kind of been saying 2024 a lot longer. Like I definitely don't find this one like hard to remember.
Yeah.
You know, like when the new year starts, you're like, oh yeah, 2020. You're like, oh no, sorry, it's 2021. Like,
I definitely agree, because I feel like I already started dating my things 2024. Like I'm already there. Like, and maybe because it'd be going too quickly and I'm already planning for that stuff.
Yeah,
that's going
maybe
down.
We're already like planning into the year, so we're already like writing 2024.
I feel like we were on the phone recently trying to do some like dates for podcasts, and I was like, oh my god, my calendar doesn't even go that far. Like,
oh,
I was trying
yes.
to go in my literal yes. physical diary to like go and write it down, and I was like, oh shit, because the year is over.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It ends in December.
Yeah.
Right.
So it ended.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's over.
I do agree about like 2024. Just it feels like we're really there.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did fill out a check yesterday and write 2012 as the date.
Maybe because you were writing a check.
Right.
Because that's
what is this? 2012?
Exactly. You're like, this seems right.
Let me date this.
Why did my brain go
2012.
There?
2012. Remember when we thought the world was going to end in 2012?
Yes.
Remember the movie 2012?
Have I told the podcast about my story about 2012?
No.
I'm like, is this how we're going to kick off the podcast?
Absolutely.
What happened in 2012?
I know.
It's a little spicy.
Oh, well, my face.
So in like 2000, I think it was like New Year's Eve, like 2009 or 2010, I was like 13 or 14. And we were like up super late. You know, me and my friends, we had a sleepover.
Right.
And it was when like the conversation around like, oh, in a couple of years, like 2012, the world's going to end.
Right.
And we were having that like moment of like, but do you guys think it really will?
Right. Like, you were like, haha. And then you were like, wait, guys, seriously.
Yes.
No, right. Ha, ha, ha. But between us.
And then it got really quiet. Oh. And one of the girls goes, I don't want to die a virgin.
Right.
Right, but, though. But and, right.
Right. And we were all like,
same.
Yeah. Because we were all virgins at the time.
Right. You were like,
and we're like,
14.
Yeah. We're like 14. And we're like, yeah, you know, I'm not like ready to have sex now, but like,
right.
I definitely don't want to die a virgin.
Right.
So we made a pact.
Right.
And we called it GLB 2012, Get Laid by 2012. And we would write it on our hands at school. You know, like on our, palm.
I feel like I'm vaguely remembering
this. Now she's mentioning, I think about the pact. But I didn't know it was because you didn't want to die in 2012.
In 2012. Yeah, okay.
That is so
funny. We would write on our hands GLB 2012. And like the boys would be like, what does that mean? Like girls like boys 2012. Like this.
Right.
We're like, we can't tell you.
Stop.
So like, you know, that friend group, there was never like any big falling out. But you know, people fade and spread apart when you get to high school. I was still close with some of the girls. And on New Year's Eve 2012, I remember one of the girls tweeted and tagged all of us and was like, so Who made it?
I'm screaming.
And we were all like weighing in on like,
right.
Who made it?
I love that. I love that.
That's
I really
so
do.
Iconic. And
it's so real.
And
God,
I love that feeling
so
of like
real.
Those little packs. And you know, like back yeah. in the day, yeah. that was like such a thing, like the American Pie movies. Like they were like, right. we will do it before this summer. Like
right.
if we
and
do-
also like if we don't get married, we'll just marry each other.
Yeah.
Oh,
like you like and like your friends. Neighbor
Wait,
or something.
Question.
Yeah, totally.
Did you guys have someone that you made a pact with if you guys reached a certain age, you guys would marry each other?
No, I didn't.
I did.
Did you?
I did. I had a friend, Kevin Baca. I literally still friends with him. And we went to school our whole lives together. And we just like always were together. And we're like,
right.
man, when we're if we're not like finding anyone, like this right. is, it's tough out here. We're in middle school, by the way. Discussing right. this in middle school, how right. tough it is out
yeah.
here. Right. And we're like, okay, fine. If we reach 25, because, oh my God.
Because
25,
also 25.
God. If we are not married and there's like no prospects, we will like be together and it'll work out because our families already love each other. Great. And he's right. like, perfect. Amazing. Girl, we got to 25 and we're looking at each other like, no, we can't. What time? How did we think that 25 right. was so much older?
So old.
So
I,
much
dude,
older.
I remember thinking like, okay, by like 23, I'm going to like get married and then I'm going to have 12 kids. Also, when I was on that, by like this age, this time. Delusion.
Yeah.
Straight up. Also, 25, so young.
So young. I'm like, maybe like 40. Or
yeah,
like,
when there's no prospect. Like when I'm like, okay,
you know,
I've been out here for...
I'm ready to settle 30, down.
20 years, and yeah. I, you know, it's hard out here.
I know myself.
25.
Girl. That's what we gave ourselves. We didn't even give ourselves.
Thank
30.
God there was no prospects.
25.
It was 25. I was like,
and I remember I was actually in a relationship, and I do remember like my mom being like, "Oh well, you got to tell your friend Kevin that
right.
you can't marry him," and
right.
I was like, "Oh girl, I feel like I wish that like how old? I imagine how old are you in middle school? Like, is that 15?
No. 11,
younger.
12, 13.
So I guess at 13, young me still believed like you would be married and have kids, and like by 25.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh boy, life is not linear like that, Mamacita.
No, literally. It's like, I don't know. And I feel like unless our families, if we're just like watching our families and like thinking that's just like how it goes, I low-key feel like we kind of just make that up a little
right.
bit. Like, yeah, obviously we're taking in all information from our parents, right? We see our families, the TV or whatever. But like, I guarantee nobody was like, yeah, by 25, you should have this. But in my head, it was like, mm-hmm. 25.
No one told me that number. We didn't. We
like,
just made
just
that up.
Made that
yeah.
up.
We were just sitting there like, And I remember like we were
like,
in
we're
middle
like
school classroom and we were
like, old.
Yeah, that's like. Too late.
That's like yeah, that's like
last resort. We literally were like last resort, like
yeah.
okay. Oh my gosh.
I'm like, my life started at 25.
Yeah.
You know?
The full frontal lobe came in strong and I was
right.
like, wow.
You expected yourself to have all that done before your prefrontal cortex was fully developed?
Right.
Which question, imagine like what's crazy is like I feel like you make some like big decisions before then and you're like oh,
right.
oh man that's crazy
right.
I didn't even have all my decision skills my what is
right.
the frontal cortex
decision making skills
yeah
I mean as someone who did get married young I feel like I kind of lucked out I'm like wow I picked a good one
oh
my brain may not have been fully developed
no
but
that's tea
lucked
that
out.
Is tea
do you think like because you made those decisions early that you would just make them differently like do you think like even like planning your wedding would have been a little bit different if you did it now
totally and it's funny looking back because I don't at all regret getting married at 21 but I think I when I look back at it I'm like I was kind of in a hurry like why was I
like to get married
yeah. And we would have still ended up married like
yeah.
we're very very happy together
yeah.
but it's like did like at 21 like wow that's young I
yeah.
felt like I was so old and so established and I was mm-hmm. ready and you know we were at a good place in our lives but now I mean we're gonna have our 7th wedding anniversary this
oh
year
oh my gosh
that's crazy
yeah
that's a long time
we got married in 2017
wait how old were you when you got married
21
21
yeah
See, 20.
And I was
21
19 no I was just 20 when we got engaged I was like I had just turned 20
wow
and I'm like dang,
that's young.
Yeah, and I'm like, I could have made a bad decision.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
that happens. That happens.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah.
I mean, and as life we know is not linear, we'd be like.
Right, I mean, you could marry somebody at 40 and like
yeah.
also
yeah.
not get it. Like, you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
and still mess it up too.
Yeah.
But it's like, it is crazy that we do like have all these, even like going to college and like getting thousands and thousands of dollars into debt at a young age too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you, I feel like so much stuff happens when you're like so young that you just like have to deal with like those decisions like after.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool, I'm so glad I did that when I was 18. Awesome.
Which you're really expected to set up your life forever.
For right. sure.
Decide right. what you want to do forever when mm-hmm. you're like 18.
Right.
Right. Like.
That's wild.
We are like, what career do you want to do? What this, what that? And even religion. I remember like mm-hmm. confirming into a religion before I was even like 16.
Right.
Yeah. Me now, like different. Don't like.
Right. It's well, just you like, had to, like, if you did it now, you would at least like.
Understand.
Did your research? Wasn't influenced by somebody? Like, there's I so think much.
That's the piece. It's just like, obviously, the older you get, the more information you learn and the more right. info you get. And you're just right. like, I just can make more better decisions. And by 15, I feel like you just have not lived enough life to make a decision that you would make if you had more experience.
Right.
Obviously, but you only know how much you know.
Right, right.
That's like the kicker, where you're just like, why didn't I know this?
Like, and you're like, because you, how would you know?
Yeah, because you hadn't experienced it yet.
Right. We
no.
No.
I know. We just.
We were just talking about
this. Because we were talking about how, like, the effort of, like, doing Vlogmas and how, like, doing something, there's so much that you can, like, say, I'll do it this way. But there's a thing of saying it and of doing it.
Right.
And once you actually picture life, you can picture it. But then once you start living it and you're doing it, mm-hmm. it's different. And to compare it smallly to Vlogmas.
Right.
Where it was, like, that was something that I had to do every single day, right?
Right.
And it taught me, sometimes I wasn't happy at like the outcome of every single day video, but I was like, I learned so much valuable things mm-hmm. from every single day that I can apply to the future. And I was like, Paloma, that's so obvious. Like, obviously, if you do something more, the more you practice, the more better you get at it.
Right.
So why am I skipping all that and just being like,
why isn't it just doing the thing? Literally me. I was like thinking about like what I could do differently. I was like, God, I wish I would have done this because this would have been easier if I would have pre-filmed more, if I would have like planned more, if I would have done all this stuff. And it's like, you've never done this.
Yeah. How
would you know what you should have done? And now you know because you did it.
And you applied what you learned last year. And that's what we were saying. We were like, it's not like this year you were like, oh, I'm just going to. No, you even went in this year being like I'm going to do this. And both of us, we were all planning like.
Yep.
But then at the end of it or in the middle of it, you're like, oh, I actually could have done things differently.
Right.
And that's just.
Life.
Yeah.
Being in your 20s.
Yeah.
Right.
You're like, I could have done that.
Totally. Yeah. Life in your 20s. Life in your 20s be like, I wish I would have known, but then you have to do the thing, you know. You know, if you relate at all or if you're into the 20s content, be sure to subscribe. We'll be here every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. We're here on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Find us everywhere. Follow us because we got more 20s relatable content coming your way.
Ooh. That was the first of many times of us telling you to subscribe for the year.
Yep.
Woo! Woo! And as I've been practicing telling the subscribers to subscribe, I've gotten better and not fucked up and saying 100.
Right.
But for so long, that was like weighing on me where I was like, I'm scared to like do the call to action.
Yeah.
That's so silly. Like, you know, but
because
like.
Because now you've done it and now you're like, yes.
Right. And like in your mind, you're like, oh, just say it. And then you get there and you're like, wait,
I don't know
how. And it's with practice. And that's the tough lesson mm-hmm. that I've had to learn. But because you can just picture it in your mind. It's so much easier to be like, oh, well, then I'll do this and I'll do that.
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. And like in theory.
I was literally about to be like, it's all in theory.
Theoretical.
Mm-hmm. It's all theoretical. Until it's reality.
Not to, again, draw like an equivalence that makes maybe no sense, but it does in my brain. As you were explaining all of that, I'm like, that's like what having a kid is. It's all theoretical.
Oh, right.
Like, I'm going to be this kind of parent and I'm going to do this. But you don't know until you do. And then that's why at the beginning, everyone's like, oh my God, I know nothing.
I thought I planned for this and this.
Yes. You plan as best as you can, but you only know as much.
You only know by doing.
Damn.
Right.
Oh,
and also your kid could be like so different than how you thought they were going to be too. Like, so you're like, oh yeah, we're going to go to like the park and do this like every other day. And your kid's like, I don't
grass.
Like the park. You're like, I planned for the park. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Even like having a second kid, I'm like, I know how to do everything with Grace. You know, we're in such a good spot. I like, you know, I know everything that makes her tick, right?
Yeah.
This baby is not Grace.
Right.
I know how to parent Grace. And so there are some elements of that I can take into this, but this is a whole new human being.
Person. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I obviously never thought of that.
Right.
Because I'm never about to brought a life in, but like,
right.
Sitting here taking the moment to think like, of like, well, oh my gosh, tea. That is a journey that is so unknown. Oh right. My goodness.
Right.
Because even personality, like you said, like you
personalities.
Can. I, you like you maybe like, oh, I can't wait to like do baseball with them. And you're like, how do you know your son wants to play baseball?
Right.
You know, you don't know. And yeah. And I feel like it's kind of tough to even think about that, those conversations where you're like, hey, this person's their own person. And like,
right.
Just because you want them to play baseball, maybe they don't. So right. Like, yeah. Let's start preparing ourselves for if they don't want to play baseball, because I'm not going to try to make my kid feel bad about not wanting to play baseball, even though it right. Means everything to me. And right. And baseball is subbing for musical theater for me, because I
right.
Will try to like be like, we want to do theater, baby. Oh my God, I want to have so many kids so we can all do theater all the time and just
right.
Do. But what if my kids are like,
that'll be a tragedy, bro.
They hate singing. Dude, I'm like, oh, boy.
Bye.
Yeah.
But who am I to judge them?
Get a new
them?
One. New kid.
Please.
I like, that'll be so tragic. But also tea. I mean, it's.
Well, and it's so funny because I feel like when, at least for me, when you're imagining having your first child, you kind of imagine them being the way that you were.
Right.
Because that's what you knew.
Right.
So I, as a kid, I was like crazy off the walls. I was so loud. I was so outgoing. Grace is a little reserved, you know, she can right. Be a little shy. She's very like, she's kind of delicate. She mm-hmm. Doesn't right. Really like to get messy. Whereas I was like rolling in the mud.
Mm.
And so I'm like,
don't you want to like,
yeah. Don't you want to like get messy? She's like wash my hands, please.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know? And so it's interesting just like learning who that human being is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like you were saying with like, okay, you can want them to do this thing, but you also have to give them space to like learn who they are so that you can also learn who they are.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Ooh, that's good.
And like, also at such a, like when they're so young, like Grace is 2.5, like they don't really get, there's not that many activities they can do.
Right.
Like, I don't know if Grace will like musical theater because the earliest musical theater class I could find starts at 4.
Right.
So we've got to wait.
We got to wait. At least if Grace doesn't like it, at least you can try again.
There you go.
But here's the thing. Sidebar, it's giving Grace totally is because she loves her, those like, shows and movies like
yes
what, right. Like she loves the Captain America musical like
right.
There's no, that girl is a musical theater girly
yeah
and she loves dance. Oh my gosh, I feel like since her dance recital, because we had her dance recital in December, she has, because she always really liked dance, she always liked going to dance class like more than any of the other activities we tried, but it was the getting on stage for her that like, and as, again with her being a little shy,
I was literally about to be like, yeah. I would think that she would be a little shy.
Yeah. I didn't even know going into it. I'm like, okay, she might not go on stage. That's okay. She's gonna have fun, like, you know, getting in the costume,
right, and like being there with everybody.
Yeah, being backstage, she loved it, and she keeps asking me every time we go to dance class. She's like, and then we go on stage, and I'm like, that was like a special thing they do like once a year,
right?
So we're gonna have to wait. But she wants to like play dance recital. And like play dance class.
That is theater girly.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
You did good. You did good.
She's like, when does the spotlight
right.
Come on?
She's speaking of which, you know what she told me on the way home from her recital? She goes, I said, did you have so much fun, you know, performing? She goes, I love it. I want to go on stage again. I want to go one more time on stage. I want to go on stage with no other people. And I said, you mean like without the other kids, like just you? She goes, I want to go by myself. I said, that's called a solo. And she goes, I like solo.
Yes, she does.
I
am
how funny
screaming.
Is that?
You know what? That's period.
She like didn't know what it was called, but she was like, what if it was
She's like, what if everybody else left and everybody watched me? What's iconic is like, you so need to remember that, because once she does get like her first lead or solo or some shit, you're going to have to tell her. She's going to be like, wow, I manifested this.
Yeah. Manifested it at 2.5.
That's so funny.
At 2, she was like, this is cute, but just me.
Right.
One more time, but just me, baby.
Right. She goes, oh my God, let's do this again. But all of you guys, you go sit with your moms and stuff.
Right.
And watch me.
Yeah. But I love that.
I do love that.
Because
also
so
relatable.
Yeah.
I'm like, me too.
I know.
Right?
Ah, throw her in the back. She's one
of
us.
Right. Right.
That was like kind of like how it was with your sister when she started getting into musical theater. Like you were getting so like excited that she was.
Oh my God. It was great.
Just the
But
fact-
also I feel like they had to be like, she just had to be that way because we were so like that. But also she did it way differently than I did. Mm. She's like still does musical theater, but it's so different than how I like. my journey there.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, we did it. We got her here. So we did what we needed to do.
Yeah.
And I love hearing, like, we're going to do auditions. What am I singing?
I know.
Callbacks. Like, she'll call Ryan. I'm like, you have to got to call me. We don't live together anymore. So give me a call. FaceTime me.
Literally.
Girl, how did the auditions go?
Literally.
Because what song are we singing?
Right. What are we doing?
Right.
God, I love theater so much.
I know.
We just saw a show.
Oh, you did?
We just saw a show.
Yes.
And it was so good. We saw my friend Sarah in it. She was great. It was a show that neither of us had seen before called She Loves Me. Mm-hmm. It's like an older, like, very musical theater vibe. And it was so good. And she was like, loved it so much. Like, so happy to be seeing theater. But I don't belong in the seats. I belong behind the stage. And I was like, yeah, agree. I was like, watching the show is cute, but like, we belong behind the curtain.
I had a hair too many Dirty Shirleys, and I was really in my emotional theater vibes. And yeah. Like, my heart was so full. I had like a friend from out of town, and he's been in New York. So he came home for the holidays. And so we got to reunite and go see that show with Ryan. And I remember like sitting in that theater. A little sad, but also happy.
Yeah.
Happy, sad. You
right.
Know? That's why it was one of those moments. Like, I sat down and I looked at my friends. I was
so happy to be like in this space watching a show. Like, there was a live band. Like, it was just so.
Dude, we walked into the theater and both me and Riley were like, do you smell that? It smells like wood. Like, the back of it. And it really, I think it was like the smell of ants. Like, you know, like,
It just smelled like backstage. I don't know. You know that smell?
It smelled like a dressing room.
It
smelled like that.
And we were like, we were just like so like, oh my gosh, this feels amazing.
I just remember
sitting in the seats and hugging them and being like, I just want to remember this moment so much. Like, I'm here with like my people and just seeing something that I just feel so alive. And I was just like heartful. Like, so.
It was very sweet.
Yeah.
It was very sweet. And it was in Hollywood too. So it also just felt like, you know, like, we're doing the thing. It was just, but I was like, this is so good, except I wish it was me.
Yeah, and then I was like, this is super cute, and I love this, but we don't belong here.
Yeah.
And I mean that.
It's giving grace.
Yeah.
Love this, but how do we just, here. How do we do it just
for me?
Yeah. That's how I felt. I would love to be in a show. Oh my gosh, just hearing you talk about that, I'm like, dude, I miss theater so much. But what I love, see, because sometimes I still find myself like Googling auditions, and like, let's be real, at the stage I am in my life, I am not there's no way I could fit a show into my schedule. However, the time will come, because what I love about theater, you never age out,
right?
Like,
right,
sports and stuff, you know, there is a timeline of like, you know, how long your ability, body can do that, and you have the ability. I can do theater till I'm 90,
right?
And I will be back.
Yes.
Oh, well, once a theater kid, always a theater kid. Like, shit, like, it just, like, stays with you. Even if you don't actually participate in it anymore, like, it's still an active part of your lives. I mean, I haven't done a show in a while. 2 years, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
A year and a half. And I'm like, I need it. Like, fiending.
I know.
Yeah.
I crave it so much. I just truly look for that community within those people so much. Mm-hmm. It just feels so good. And like I saw on my TikTok for you page, it was the moment after the curtains closed. Oh, and it showed all the girls like hugging each other after. And I was like, oh my gosh, that feeling of like the curtains close and the cast is just like hugging each other. It feels so, it's too much love. It's so sickening, and it's just so much bonding. And I also saw a video that they say that like when people sing together or like dance together, it's just like
in unison.
In unison, it just like really bonds you together on like a different level. And I'm like, that has to be real, because there's no way.
Because like, why am I sobbing? After this,
like, Les Mis has just closed. Like, why do like, I feel like it's the end of the world?
Like, literally end of the world.
Well, that's why we all would get on Facebook and write our like 8-paragraph long end of a show post.
Right.
We created something truly magic on stage together, and something that will stay with me forever. And you know what? It does stay with you forever.
And it was Beauty and the Beast Jr.
Yeah. I was dancing plate number 7.
And it was bad.
It was goddamn Seussical the Musical, girl.
Literally.
Chasing the Who's. Like,
bro.
Why? And I'm like, this is the magic.
Yeah.
But it does. It makes you feel something, even if it's bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God,
yes.
Before we move on to the next topic, just because I have to know, what do you think is the worst show you were ever in?
Oh my God. Also, if you're a theater girlie in the comments, please.
Oh my God, yes. please let us know.
Because there was one show I was in, and my mom used to like, she would come to like most of the shows. You know, if we had like a weekend or 2 weekends of shows, she'd try to come to a lot of them. And there was one time, one production of Snow White that I was in, and I think I was in Snow White like 3 times. And there was one where she told me, she was like, it's not very good.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm just going to come to one or two.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to sit through. She didn't tell me then. She told me like a couple years later when I was in, I think then I was in Snow White again. And she's like, yeah, the last time you were in it, it was really hard to sit through.
Mm. Yeah.
It was not great.
Yeah.
There was just it was a singing heavy show. The version we did.
Oh, and the singing was bad.
And the singing was very bad.
Yeah.
It's.
That's rough. When you when the show relies on singing.
When it's Into the Woods and it's not a good cast, you're like, oh.
That's rough. Are we going to be here for 3 hours of singing?
Into the Woods. I feel like me seeing that one time, I was like, oh boy, this can't be bad. It just can't. It's too long.
Yeah. Les Mis is like that too. And like also the songs of Les Mis are like hard.
It's just songs.
I think it's also weird from like a backstage perspective of seeing so many of the shows over and over again. It's worse. Don't get me wrong. A bad show is bad. If you're like, oh, we're gonna be here for a bit. I'm being paid to dissociate and point a spotlight.
Right.
Right. Which is great. Get the bag.
Right.
But what's worse is because if you genuinely love theater, most of those people end up in those positions.
Yeah.
And so it's when they're almost getting there. They're almost good.
Yes.
They're reaching for it, but it's not quite there. And you're just because you're in anticipation for like 2.5 hours.
Like, right. You're like, Yeah.
Oh.
I think the worst show I ever did was 13, the musical.
Who were you in 13?
I was Brett.
You were Brett?
Yeah.
Who's Brett? I don't know the musical, the characters.
The bully boy.
Yeah. Oh.
The bad guy.
Oh. They typecasted you.
asshole. You didn't even open your mouth. You walked into the audition room and they were like villain.
Literally.
Yeah.
We have some experience with some theater companies who like they really just see you
and they just see you. Yeah. I also was very tall. So, you know.
Yeah. They needed someone.
Yeah. High-wise. They had to give that. And it was like, fine, whatever. And because of that, I was single cast. Everybody else was double cast. But because like I was the only one that could do
that.
So I loved that.
Dude, that was like the biggest flex. When everyone's double cast and there's like two people who aren't. And you're like,
it's because I'm the best.
Yeah.
And they couldn't double cast me.
Yeah.
That's what I told everybody.
I'm the only one who could do this role.
Right. So sorry.
I wish I could have seen that.
My little brother was in 13. When he was 13 and he was Evan. And he went through puberty during like the rehearsal process.
Tragic, tragic, tragic.
So he auditioned singing, you know, 13, everything switches. And then
13. Oh, yeah.
He did great, though.
Oh, good. Good.
Love you,
good,
Austin.
Good.
But there were some notes that he was able to reach in the audition that he could not reach. At the performance.
That happens. And that happens, especially in community theater, where you have like kids those age going through that, or like doing the musical 13, you have kids like literally at that age and you're like, well
it's at bound least to for 13, it made sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
T. My worst show probably was when I was a little girl and I was in Sleeping Beauty Junior. And just, I feel like once you just start dipping your toes into the juniors.
The junior, I was literally about to say.
There's just like
that.
Cinderella Junior. Those just like, and I think as always, it's junior, so it's for the younger cast. And so it's just a lot, you're just working with a lot more younger kids. And I feel like the parents are leaning more into the fun of the kids than the actual production. And it's a little tough when you are like,
trying to do something.
Trying to put on a Broadway production in the community.
Yeah. In the community.
I'm 12 years old and I'm like, this just won't do.
Is my big break.
Yeah. Right. And you guys need to step it up.
Right.
Now, who were you in this terrible production of Sleeping Beauty Junior?
I got cast as Maleficent. So it was one of my...
Period.
It was one of my very first leads. Like, I was like, holy I'm the lead bad girl.
Right.
Typecast as me. They always wanted to put me as like bad girl. Cause
I was either villain or crazy lady.
Right.
And honestly, I've spoken about this. I think that it's because the three of us have such strong personalities. And it's really hard to cast people that have that like strong essence.
Right.
And I remember like in Hairspray, they were like, I wanted to be Penny Lou Pingleton so bad. Sorry to sidebar. But I was like so badly. And I remember talking to the director and he was like, I'm so sorry. But like, you didn't look like you could be like taken advantage of. You were like Amber. Right. You were just confident. I was like, I was being smiley. He's like, but you were smiley confident and you looked like you could have killed me. So I was like, gotcha.
Right.
But like, Typecast.
Typecast.
Yeah. And you just have a strong energy. So I was Maleficent, and my brother actually, what's fun about this one was my brother was always like the sports kid. So like I was a theater kid and always at his games.
Right.
He ended up breaking his arm that year. So he didn't get to do like sports that year. And my mom was like, you need to think of something to sign up for, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh my God, David, the musical auditions for Sleeping Beauty are coming up. Please, you should do it. Like you're a boy, they're gonna cast you, is what I told him. And that always happens.
Which is also a whole nother thing.
Which is a whole nother thing. So I was like, David, please, 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 I'm begging you. And he's like, okay, fine. He gets dragged to the audition.
Right.
And they're like, what are you going to sing? You know, like, you never have the song. Totally. And they're like, just sing Happy Birthday. So there he goes, sings Happy Birthday.
Yep.
And he gets cast as the young prince.
Oh, my.
Right.
Young me was like, this is your first audition. Right. You get a mic. You get lines. And by the way, you come on stage before I do.
Oof.
I was like, Mom, this is so unfair. I can't believe it.
Right.
But that was like my story of my life. I was always going to auditions and they always wanted my brother because they always want boys. Like, we could really go into those stories of literally being at an audition and they were like, oh, you're so cute. But like, your brother might have that look that we're really, really. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll love this.
That look, AKA, is male.
Right. Right.
Is male.
Yeah.
Is male.
Yep.
Which, do you guys think that still nowadays it's like as like hard to find guys, or do you think more men are just like in that? I feel like there's still like an absence.
Yeah.
Of, I feel like the ratio is still like heavily more like female, but I think that more men do theater now. Like I definitely think there's more involvement, but the ratio is like, I still think like pretty astronomical.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is interesting because like so much in the shows are like boys. You're like, so much of the musicals are literally based on men.
Based on men, based on like romance and like, you know, and I'm like, if you know that we don't have any boys, maybe we shouldn't be doing Fiddler on the Roof. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, maybe we shouldn't be trying to cast newsies right now.
Yeah, they are always trying to do newsies and you're like, all right, all the girls are boys.
But then it's like, fine, right? Like, cast girls, that's so fine. But then when they don't want to do that, I'm like, so then why are we doing this? Like, you should have done a show that literally is Little Women. Maybe try that one.
Right. Yeah.
Not newsies, guys. Anyway. We can talk about theater for literally hours. I literally could talk about it forever. It's my
favorite
thing.
Maybe we need to do another theater episode soon, because it's been a minute.
It has been a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we did it. When did we? I think we did it in the first year.
Yeah.
I don't think. Yeah. It's been so long. We got to do it again.
And clearly we have plenty to say.
The conversation really never ends.
I truly don't think we had any plans of talking about theater
today. No. We had a couple bullet points of things we wanted to hit. None of those were theater. You know what we did want to talk about, though, was some of the pop culture-y things that have gone on in, like, the past couple weeks.
Ah, yes.
There's been some tea.
TikTok news.
TikTok news.
Yes.
I have been seeing so much stuff about the Matt Rife controversy.
Yeah.
Are you guys, how deep are you guys in that?
I need to get some back info because I've only seen some like little analyzing the situation. So like now I'm like, I know probably why he's doing it, but I don't know what he did. I was like, okay.
You just know it's bad.
Right.
Yeah.
The girls are upset.
Yeah.
And
so we're upset.
So we're mad. Yeah.
So tell me why we're mad.
I'm pretty like, I know what's going on. I don't think I'm updated, but like TikTok was letting me know.
So, yeah. Give me a, who is Matt Rife? Mm. For those who don't know.
Okay.
So Matt Rife is a comedian.
Okay.
I believe he was also on like an MTV show before that, Wild and Out.
Oh, right.
And he has blown up in the last year or so on TikTok doing crowd work.
Okay.
So his interactions with the audience. And he's made a very female heavy audience. A lot of people think it's because he's very attractive. Maybe I have different tastes. I don't find him very attractive. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then when I said that to Steven's like, what are you talking about? He's like a god. And I was like,
right. To me,
okay, that's your type, like, but not mine.
He looks like handsome Squidward.
I've seen that.
Oh, that's what he looks like.
You got
it. And like that's handsome for Squidward. Like that, like handsome Squidward.
Right, it's not even Squidward. It's giving handsome Squidward.
And that worked for him. It does not work for Mr. Matt Rife. Respectfully. Disrespectfully, actually. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Disrespectfully. To you.
So, a lot, he's gained this following. Some people say, you know, oh, he's not even that funny. He's just attractive. Some people are like, no, he's very charismatic. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, the audience loves him. And he posts these, you know, clips on TikTok that go super viral. So, he had been doing that for a while. He recently got a Netflix special.
Okay.
And this Netflix special, one of the things he said in an interview was, I wanted to prove that this, like, I'm not just a comedian for the girls. Like, this special is more for, like, men than it is for women. Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
Right.
Very much at the expense of women.
Uh-huh.
He opens the show with a domestic violence joke in which the punchline is, women get hit because they can't cook. That's the punchline.
Mm.
And here's the thing. He's now taken this angle of, you can't joke about anything nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
Yawn. You're just not funny.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Oh,
that's really what it is.
You can make edgy jokes, but they need to be funny and creative. That's just like a joke straight out of the 1950s.
Right. That's also not funny.
No.
Right. Like, domestic violence isn't funny.
It's not funny.
But like, if you can make it funny, the people will laugh. But it's not funny.
Well,
that's why there's not, it's not a joke.
Oftentimes, to make it funny, it's the juxtaposition of people think you're going to make a joke like that, and then you flip it on its head.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I watched the clip of it, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe
he's going to have a little switcheroo.
Nope. That's the joke. Mm. He gets backlash for that and for other things in this special. But more so than the backlash, what I saw a lot of on TikTok was, it's just not funny.
It's just not funny.
He's just not, like, that funny. And maybe, and his crowd work is really good. And that's what people have seen on TikTok. But, like, he's, like, in a full-length comedy special, maybe he's not that funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, what like stand-up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What he did next, to me, was the nail in the coffin, Unforgivable. So he posted on Instagram saying, for those who have been upset about the jokes that I've made in my special, here's a link to my official apology.
I don't think I know what you're
you
about
don't
to
know
say.
What I'm going to say?
God,
no.
Happen?
The link was to a website that sells special needs helmets. Yeah. That was his response.
And he really thought he did something.
Yep.
So you're just so not funny.
So not funny.
I was literally about to be like, and again.
So disgusting. If you want to stand by your not funny jokes, stand by it and say nothing.
Right. Yeah. You literally just made it so much worse.
So much worse. Mm. So distasteful. Again, so not funny.
Right.
Yeah. Oof. That's so tough. Mm.
It's so like, because also before pre-apology thoughts was like, if your whole fan base is win, who cares? First of all, if you're making your money and you're doing your thing and everybody's happy, why are you upset that your fan base is women? Because, like, if you're not funny and men don't find you funny, let's just say, because now you've lost everybody. Because now you've made a joke about women, all them women gone.
Yeah. What? And the video that I saw talking about this, and because I honestly stayed to listen because I had been scrolling so much and just kept seeing his name over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me listen to somebody and get some sort of gist. And it was this woman basically like dissecting why he was doing this or like the psyche about it. And they were like,
right.
This gentleman has like an audience pre-female and like he just wants to be seen probably as like a real comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
right.
And he's realizing that his followers are just following him because of his looks.
Right.
So,
and but also his looks are fake.
That's the, take it from
like,
here, Ryan.
He's literally like surgery, plastic surgery'd up. And like, do you think, girl, I don't give a fuck. Same. Right. But like,
right.
He's denying
to be,
it.
Oh, he's denying it. And to be mad that people think he's attractive, like, girl, you made yourself like that. For people to think you're attractive. Like,
yeah.
So,
huh?
Yeah.
There was a whole bit between not his plastic surgeon, but a plastic surgeon who has a presence on TikTok, because this is where I first heard who Matt Rife was.
Yeah.
Like a couple months ago, where the surgeon made a, you know, funny little 12-second clip, like walking through his office to one of the trending sounds, and it said something to the effect of like, when you create the most perfect jawline and your client immediately gets canceled. And everyone was in the comments because this happened around the same time, tagging Matt Rife.
Right.
And Matt Rife was like going in the comments of this guy's Twitter, his Instagram, his TikTok being like, that violates HIPAA. And it's like, it's not your doctor. And he never said your name.
And now you're exposing yourself.
Yep. And also red flag. When you see celebrities in the comments of other things, like going off and like replying to people, I'm like, you've lost.
Yeah.
You've lost.
And he would rather like talk shit about women and like just to like hope that the men would like take him for real. Right. That, that now nobody wants to take you for real.
Right. Now you're a joke.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's the whole other element to it of the canceled podcast Brooke Schofield stuff.
With Do you know Tana? About that? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Please, please, please.
So a while back, Tana and Brooke on their podcast called Canceled had Matt Rife as a guest.
Okay.
And there have been clips resurfacing from it. One of my favorites is Matt Rife saying, you know, the only reason people hate someone is because they're jealous of them. That's it. If you hate someone, it's because you're jealous. And Tana goes, so do you think people are jealous of Osama bin Laden?
Oh, but
she got him so good. She got so quiet. She was like, that's so crazy. You know what? You're so right. Da-da-da. You know, do you really just... Do you think people, like, very earnestly?
Right.
She, her comedic timing. Oh,
so, clips start resurfacing of this podcast, and Tana and Brooke, especially Brooke, are, you know, kind of defending Matt.
Right.
You know? And then it comes out that Brooke had dated Matt Rife previously, and there was, like, a code name they used on the podcast for a guy who was Matt Rife. And, like, from when they did that podcast, like, they had already dated before that.
Right.
He was dating other people at the same time. Brooke got connected with these other girls. They all were in a group chat. They figured out the timeline. Brooke comes out and now says all of this.
Right.
And says, I can't believe I was like defending you. I can't believe it. Ugh. Puts him on blast. Talks about it all on her podcast. Right. And he has blocked her and all of this stuff, you know.
I love that.
Well, and it's like they were seeing each other. He went on a trip and then he said, oh, I'll be there tonight. And he never showed up. So yes. He just ghosted. He went full ghost and then went on their podcast and pretended like they'd never met.
Yeah.
So the episode that was like filmed way before of the Tana, Matt and Brooke, just completely like he's just sitting there being like, I've never met either of you before. And Brooke's sitting there like being so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and there was
crazy.
Also all this other stuff of like he had gone on another podcast while she was seeing him and like talked really degradingly about women's bodies and especially like things that related to her and like her genitals.
Oh.
And like,
ew.
She was like watching it back like, that's.
Is this play about us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And just like disrespect and a ton of things like that. So she, you know, talks about it on her podcast and then he unblocks her and texts her, Brooke, it's MR. First of all, just like that. And she just responds with the link that he posted on his story of the special needs helmets.
Right.
Oh.
And then she posted it to Twitter.
Zynga.
I love the pettiness.
I do like the pettiness. And it's pettiness. Nice that you can send that link to just be like, by the way, but also.
No, literally.
So that has been, I haven't been invested in drama like this in so long.
It's kind of fun.
It's kind of fun. I was like, I kind of feel like Ryan during Dramageddon.
Dude.
Like, I was watching, like, tea spill videos on it.
There's something about it because I just, like, it's one thing to, like, see the information as it comes in, you know, and watch the TikToks when they come or whatever. Yep. Or even, like, search out your own information. But when these people put it in, all the information you need to know in a 30-minute video, giving you the tea, the timelines, the information, the backstory.
The spark notes.
Bro. It's iconic. And now I know, and I didn't have to scroll through 45 TikToks for part one, 45, this.
That's what I need to look into.
It's, girl.
Do you guys have, like, a YouTuber that does, like, covers that? Like, I haven't. Just keeping you up with the pop culture and stuff
I guess
like that?
T-Spill.
I
don't really watch drama channels anymore, but T-Spill and Here for the Tea. I don't think Here for the Tea makes videos anymore, which is sad. Miss you, girl, if you're watching. Loved Here for the Tea. But, yeah, I think T-Spill is probably the one. And, Rich Lux, but I don't think that's vetted. I wouldn't watch Rich Lux.
T Spill's the one that I've been watching, and she just did a face reveal.
Yes, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't show them.
And she used like a voice modulator.
Yep, because they just show like pictures and clips because they're just referencing like information, and they're also kind of they're not talking shit, but they're.
Definitely.
And they're like, I was connected with so-and-so, like, I got a close connect. So they kind of have to be a little bit chill because...
So now that there's, like, the face reveal, like, there's no anonymity.
I don't know.
Anonymity.
That was really strong.
Literally. But I feel like T-Spill at this point has, like, she's, like, an icon now. Like,
yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
like...
And I feel like she's generally pretty, like...
Yeah, she's
neutral.
Not
neutral.
Yeah,
she approaches things like very respectfully,
and she's simply giving the facts.
So like, I don't feel dirty watching her,
right?
Especially like the Matt Rife coverage,
right?
Right.
Which I think part of the reason I was so
interested in this is Steven was like a fan of Matt Rife from the TikTok clips.
Right.
Because Steven and I always show each other TikToks and he would show me like clips of Matt Rife's crowd work.
Right.
He's like, oh my God, this comedian, like he's blowing up. He's so funny. And I was always like, I don't like him. Mm. Like, even, like, he came to San Diego and some of Steven's friends wanted to go see him. And I was like, I'm out. I just don't.
Yeah, the vibes are.
The vibes are off. And now I feel vindicated. And now Steven's like, I cannot believe I ever, like, liked this guy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I feel like I'm not usually the best judge of character.
Really?
I don't think I'm a good, like, usually I just... I don't know.
Like down or like.
I just kind of like everyone until I'm given a reason not to.
Which you should, which is absolutely.
But there was something about Matt Rife where even my like horrible radar of who's a good person was like, ding, ding, ding.
God,
I think you're really something I admire about you that I strive to do more of is you. Either you inherently do it or you've practiced doing it, but you take things at face value.
There are some people that just can tell.
Yeah.
And I partially feel like I sometimes can tell too. And I don't know what it is, but like sometimes you'll just meet some, and I'm like, there's nothing wrong, but the vibe just didn't feel as like, I don't know. It's just a vibe.
Yeah.
And I never pick up on the vibe sometimes. And I'm like, I don't know. Like for sure, but I don't know.
Yeah, me too. I think I don't ever really recognize it in the moment as like feeling weird, but I just like feel weird and I'm like, maybe I'm just weird.
Which is literally
like, maybe it's just me.
All the time.
Like maybe I was so stupid just now. Like, you know, maybe I like said something and felt weird or like made a face and it was weird. Like, and I just put it on myself until I do something. And then I'm like, right, it was you because I'm perfect.
Dude, I'm constantly like gaslighting myself. I'm like,
It's me.
I'm like, Paloma, you're already. I'm like, that was so weird. Paloma, you're weird. I'm like, right. So that's probably what it was.
Right.
So you guys are picking up on it, but you're shoving it back and, you know, kind of putting it on yourself.
And because thinking it's something
I can't be like, oh, it's because they said this or they did this. Mm-hmm. It's just so I don't have anywhere to place it.
You don't have anything concrete.
Yeah. I can just be like, well, they were weird, but like, that's not really fair.
So it's giving a
so
problem.
It's like, oh, I'm weird. I was just me.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to be like, oh, they were giving weird and I don't know what it is, but.
And right, if you can't explain it, it's like,
yeah, if I can't explain it, I don't want to. I really like to live by like what you said. I want to trust people and like give them the benefit of the doubt until like they give me another otherwise. What is that? Like until you give me another reason?
Yeah,
a reason to not
trust
you.
Giving people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You guys know I'm always giving them over the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Speaking of people, I have a hard time giving benefit of the doubt too. You mentioned earlier today, Jason Nash in the live battles.
Oh my God.
Have you guys been keeping up with any of that?
I saw this girl like stitch a TikTok of like somebody else's TikTok screen recording of Jason Nash like battling some random guy. And I forgot he even existed. Like Jason Nash, I'm like, who? Forgot. Yeah. Like totally forgot. Because the last time I saw him was when he was dating Trisha Paytas. And that was a tragedy of a relationship just like unfolding on the internet. So tragic. She was so sad and he was so mean to her. It was terrible. Yeah. So that was the last time I saw him. And that was like years ago.
Yeah.
That was like 3 or 4 years ago. And I saw him and I was like, who is this man? Like, I know him. And then I was like, oh, this is like David Dobrik's like guy, but they're like not got friends anymore because of whatever. I don't even know that tea. I don't know any of the David Dobrik tea. And I think it's better that way.
Yeah.
So I was watching this TikTok and she was like, ever since David Dobrik like kicked Jason Nash like out of the tea, he's been like on TikTok live, like basically begging for money. And everybody's like, and he's got like teenage kids. Like, it's just like embarrassing, you know?
And here's the thing, like, get your bag.
Right.
You know? But right. I feel like there should be something else to the live stream other than begging for donations.
It's literally like, okay, guys, like this, let's get 4,500 likes and like, oh, yeah. But it's like just, and it's chaotic. And you can tell he literally just like, all right, guys, get us to 45,000 likes and like cracked. He's also not doing anything.
Oh,
he's just
like
yelling
asking.
In the camera.
He's like, I've never had to do anything before. What do I do? Just give me money.
money. Like, you know, literally. Yeah. And I don't know this gentleman, so I don't know what his line of, because, but you're saying David Dobrik, so I'm assuming he's like a creator. Like,
yeah, like, yeah, he, like,
he's like an established videos, like, creator.
But yeah. What's like his niche or his like bit?
His shtick, I know from like the Vlog Squad, was that he was like the old guy.
He's like older.
In his 50s?
I think he's in his 50s.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I'm thinking, because like usually like creators, you're like, oh, I lifestyle, I this. And he's like not used to showing what he usually shows. He's like, oh, I literally just have to ask for money because I don't usually
have to do anything.
And yeah, that's become like a whole niche on TikTok Live, is just people doing these battles where they like are trying to get the most donations.
Donations.
What do they call it?
I don't know.
It's not a donation, it's like a charity.
Right, yeah. Right. It's like a
It's similar a to the ice cream, like, ooh, ice cream so yummy people.
Oh, it's similar. What are they called?
Buying in currency.
NPCs. They're acting like, so NPC is a non-playable character. So like, imagine, like, what's a video game you used to play?
No,
like literally like Nintendogs or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And you'd like walk up to the groomer and they'd be like, hi, thanks for bringing your dog. Would you like me to wash it?
Seeing that, but not knowing what it is.
That's
and it's
what
just
it is.
Over. And do
that's why they say the same shit over and over.
My FYP has me on, look, NPCs, though, with like Latina moms. So they'll be like, gracias, una rosa, una rosa, una rosa. And I'm like,
what's going on?
And she's like, an older woman, yes, like this abuela. Like, she's right. Rosa. I'm like, oh my God, this is like bizarre. But also get the coins and it's working.
And she's at least doing something other than like, come here, we can get 5 more roses and then I'll,
yeah,
whatever.
And then, but he does nothing. It's just so.
Then he should do the NPC then. And just
He should do something. He should do literally anything.
Yeah.
Would be better than what he's doing
he's
now.
He's really doing the go girl, give us nothing.
Actually, yeah. And also like looking so unwell. I'm like, sir, camera down.
Oh, do you think
the camera down?
Kind of got to play into that a little bit right now. Like, please,
help me,
help me.
I got kids to feed.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it's giving.
That's tough.
It is tough. And maybe he's not in his prime anymore. Like, maybe it's giving. Like, he's still trying to like
grasp,
hold on to the. The fame, and it's like, just write a book. I don't know. Like, expose David Dobrik. I don't know. Like, do something. You know how many people would buy a book? You would know. He was in the whole crew. Make an expose video. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, try something new.
Or, like, do something different.
Yeah. Right. Turn on the camera. Pour some cereal.
You know, there is one TikTok live streamer that I do watch frequently, and he unboxes Pokemon cards. That's it. It's called Kraken Hits, and it's just the camera on his hands,
right,
over and over again, opening the Pokemon cards.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I've sent, you know, the little things,
right?
Yeah, the little
roses or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's the only live stream that I watch and that I've sent the little coins and whatever to. Because I get so much joy from it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been a long day. Let me just watch someone open some Pokemon cards.
And question, sending the roses, do you have to pay to send roses or coins, or how does that work?
You get a certain amount of like free ones,
okay,
and then you can pay.
Okay, I didn't know how much they were, but I could tell that I can like for free, so I'll literally just go.
Me too.
I literally just
watch the heart things.
Yeah, I watch the little heart thing go up, and I'm like, all right, I gave. But
dude,
I don't know what else.
Crazy that always gets me is that like they will show me a lot of really weird TikTok lives, you know, as you're scrolling through the thing.
Yeah.
And I always feel so conflicted because I want to click on it because I'm like, what the hell is this? But then I'm like, I don't want TikTok to think that I like this.
Yeah. Yes.
And it thinks I like NPCs.
Yeah.
So now every time I scroll, Glizzy, I'm like, you guys, stop.
If we could get that zoomed in on that action.
Yeah, that's for my pre OnlyFans content.
Glizzy. Has there been any other like pop culture stuff that has just been sucking you guys in lately?
I've just been so on TikTok. Like, I feel like I just see. Oh, the only thing, now that I'm here, Five Nights at Freddy's.
What is that?
It's like a scary like game that kids play, and they made a movie. I don't know.
With Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, he's in the movie. I don't really know. My brother is like so into that.
Gotcha.
But like, I saw, there's like, I don't know anything about it other than like the name and that it's like kind of scary and like it's for kids.
Okay.
But like, from what I've seen, because of like the remakes of these TikToks, is that like there's a song that they do and then they like move like this I don't know what that is, but I've seen it so many times. Trisha Paytas has done it 40 times. And I have seen it and I'm like, I wish she would just stop doing that because I don't understand what's going on. And also, like, why is this the thing? That's the only thing that's been happening for me. And I dislike it a lot.
So I think they're moving like that because they're animatronics.
Oh, it's like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. So I think
this, oh yeah, they're scary. Yeah, like it's come like, to life.
It's like they're like Chuck E. Cheese style animatronics that have like the soul of like a dead person in them.
Yeah. It's like a video game.
Yeah.
And then they made it into a movie.
Okay.
And even my brother was like, he was like talking to me about it, but then he called it like FNAMF, which is Five Nights at Freddy's. But I was like, what's FNAF? And then my sister was like, it's Five Nights at Freddy's. Avery's like so into it right now. So she just like says a thing. And I'm like, okay, FNAF. So that's that.
All over your For You page, much to your dismay.
Yes. I want to tell TikTok, please stop showing me this.
And it's like, but you keep engaging with it. You're like, ah, I'm just kidding.
And I'm like, right.
You're like sharing
it. How do I say not interested?
Yeah. Right.
There's an option.
I know. I need to remember to do that. Yeah. I don't do it like ever. But I'm like, I really need to tell them.
Especially when I get some like, absolutely like not for me.
Things.
Like,
yeah.
It's very clear that you were just putting on this to see if I would engage and see if this is what I'm into. No.
Well, I actually hate this.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
For me, I honestly have been so like, just like, reek binge watching Sex and the City. Like, that show is actually a show that my mom used to watch while I was growing up, but I was like never allowed to watch it. Like, right. She's in the room, pause.
Well, even it has sex in the title.
Yes. Right.
That alone, I was like, yeah.
I remember like seeing like the DVD case cover and being like, look away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, not sex.
And you know what? My parents are watching Sex and the City. Like, that's their show or whatever. And so, like, I remember growing up and being like, when I'm older, I'm going to watch an episode of Sex and the City and all that stuff. And then they started like putting it on TV and I was like, oh, here we go. But they have put it on HBO. They have put all of the seasons in addition to like the following, which, by the way, there's a new season. Just Like That, which, oh my gosh, I love it. I am so invested because I want more. But anyways, all to say that this show, I was like thinking of you girls. I was like, wow, this is like us girls. Just like, living our lives and like we are so much the same and going through so much and like but like at the same time there's like so many different things and like it just like there's an episode that's like really sticking with me where the girls go to a baby shower and Charlotte is this girl that like wants to be pregnant so bad but she's been trying and can't get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Carrie's like actually expecting her period to come but she hasn't yet, so she's like, oh my gosh, maybe I am gonna like be a mom. Just like those like thoughts of like, am I gonna this, am I gonna that, and you watch these girls like go to this baby shower and it's this whole thing and it ends up being like hurt feelings for one of the girls because she stole her baby name and she hasn't been able to have a baby just yet, you know? And so, like, that it's a certain chord. And there's this girl, the badass, Miss Samantha. And Samantha was like, listen, you know, like, just, like, it's great to celebrate this, but we also have to celebrate, like, other things because there are traditional things and non-traditional things. Like, right now, I'm celebrating that I am, like, just dating the hottest guy or whatever. Like, it just, it whatever it is to you, it can be so small, it can be so large, but just, like, really, like, celebrating different wins. And that was getting me in my mind where I was like, wow, we're like at different ages and like celebrating different stuff, you know? Like just so, and it's just interesting to see. And I just thought of us and I was like, wouldn't it be nice if like we brought it to the pod and we could like celebrate like small wins, big wins and everything in between.
Right.
And with this new year, we've been chatting and it's time that we celebrate the traditional, the non-traditional and like the small and the big. So we are going to be implementing this Woo Girl Minute.
Yes. This is a new segment we want to try out. We're so excited about it. We were just talking about that and how, like, you know, I feel like we celebrate a lot of the big stuff at this stage in our lives, but there's so many little things in between.
Yeah.
And it can be significant. It can be small. It can be anything in between. And we just want to have, like, a moment in the podcast at the end of the show to connect with you guys and celebrate something that you feel proud of. And it could be like, I just graduated college, or it could be like, I got out of bed today and that's been really hard for me.
Yep.
Whatever it is, like the big, the small, everything in between, this is just a little moment for us to bring out our inner woo girl. For you.
Yeah. Yes. And we're such woo girls that this is the job for us.
Literally.
Yeah. Like, babe, tell me you passed that test or you literally just showed up to something. Like, literally it can, and that's the thing, like, it's tough because, like, it, in that show, like, you're saying, like, we're only celebrating, like, traditional stuff, and there's so many other things that, like, you don't celebrate. Like, for example, I have mentioned to you guys about wanting to get a dog, and so when I do get that puppy, that's, like, going to be a huge thing for me, and, like, Sierra said, I'm going to have a pup shower.
Yes,
because that's my baby, and, like, you know, and I don't want to, like, be like, oh, well, that's not really a baby or whatever, and stuff like that, because obviously that will happen, and that's so lame or whatever, but, like, to me, it is special, and it's something that we have been working for and looking towards, which is, like, a whole thing, so I'll save it for the next episode and give you the tea on it.
Please.
But... yeah, let's celebrate it all.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to, like, try out this new little segment. We have a lot of stuff that we're wanting to kind of, like, refresh for the new year.
Yes.
I feel like January is always a really good time to kind of do that and, like, reassess everything. One of the other things that we're revamping is how we approach the group chat, because we want it to be more, like, community-driven and not just, like, us, you know, on the text line with you guys, but, like, everyone together. And one of the things that we do want to keep from the group chat is having something in every episode where we get to connect with you guys and shout you guys out. And so that's where we were like, okay, the woo girl moment, that can be like the every episode thing.
So we're going to be putting our text line on hold for now. So when we do want to source these things, you can use the YouTube comments. You can follow us on Instagram because we'll have dedicated posts for those. And we'll be posting a link for Google Forms where you can share the longer stories and give us all of the juicy tea.
Yeah, I think this will be a good way to, like, make the interaction more, A, more accessible, because there are more ways that you can do it than just, like, texting and you have to be in the U.S. But also so that you guys can talk to each other. And especially, like, sharing those, like, woo girl minutes in the comments on YouTube or on Instagram, like, comment with each other's too, like, interact with those, encourage each other. We want the group chat interaction to really feel like it's a group chat. We're all together. We're all supporting each other.
Yeah. And I think this is just a good way for, if you are, like, in your 20s or in your 30s, like, there is so much life happening and it's so easy to overlook things that, you know, are a big deal for you or just wins for yourself. It's easy to downplay those and be like, well, you know, it's, I didn't get a raise or I didn't have a baby or get married, but it's like, those things are great, but also getting out of bed is great.
Yeah.
Making your coffee at home
is
great.
Making a dentist appointment. Oh my gosh.
Making a dentist appointment.
I will comment when I finally do. But, like, that is something that I know that I'm like, girl, you have got to do this.
And when you do it, it'll be such a win.
Exactly.
And that's enough to celebrate.
I know. Yeah.
And so we want this to be like, life is already hard, so let's celebrate the small things and the big things too. It's not like we're not gonna, you know, celebrate your marriage or, you know, your things like that. But I think it's just important because everyone is dealing with something different. Everyone's win is a win for everyone else.
Yeah.
So
let us know in the comments what you are celebrating this week, be it big or small. And Ryan, you have our first Woo Girl Minute, right?
Okay, I have the first one here. We want to dedicate this first ever 20-whatever Woo Girl Minute to Morgan, who says, I advocated for myself at my job and asked for a raise. I'm really bad at sticking up for myself and speaking my mind, so this was huge for me. This year, I also had to advocate for myself while going through some health scares, so I've made a lot of progress.
Woo! Morgan, we're so proud of you. That's hard to do.
Morgan girl.
Asking for a raise?
Advocating for yourself?
Dude, that's so hard.
Oh, especially with the health. Oh my gosh. Being telling your doctor and stuff like that. You're like, no, for real. Can you double check? You know?
Literally. Yeah. Morgan. No, that's huge. That's
a big win.
That's a huge win. Such congratulations, huge win. Morgan. You're on your way.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
And
so sweet.
I do like ending on this really great note.
Yeah. I know. It's a super, super positive way to end an episode.
This is great. And please make sure to comment something that you are proud of for yourself this week. Please comment. We want to celebrate. And thank you guys again so much for watching this week's episode. And make sure to be following us on TikTok and Instagram. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.